This article first appeared on Halton Hills Today, January 31. Nancy Wilkes never met Jack Carpenter, but she's well aware of the initiatives he led in Acton. When she heard news of the former Citizen of the Year's death last January, it reminded her of Lighten Up, Canada Day, where everyone in town was encouraged to wear red noses. It was such a heartwarming idea, Wilkes said. So I thought, wouldn't it be cool to bring it back in his honor? With just a month until February 6, the day it was traditionally held, Wilkes and Angela Tyler worked to revive the once-annual event as Red Nose Day. With the help of schools and local businesses, more than 1,100 red noses found their way on the faces of Acton residents last year. But Wilkes never intended it to be a one-time tribute to Carpenter. And with February 6 once again approaching, she's looking to not only brighten people's day, but also help out a worthy cause. This year, Wilkes is encouraging local business to buy red noses for $2 for either their staff or customers, with the proceeds from the day going to the Townsend Smith Foundation, which is working to build a hospice at the edge of Georgetown that will serve North Halton. Sobeys, McDonald's and No Frills are already on board, and so is Halton Hills Mayor Anne Lawler, who purchased 200 red noses for town staff. Lawler has plans to make a donation to the United Way for each staff member that sends her a selfie while wearing their red nose. Red noses will also be distributed to students at local schools for free. It's a great way to bring a little happiness, a little silliness into our lives, Wilkes said. It does us all a little good. Any business wishing to purchase red noses, or any teachers wanting noses for their classroom can contact Wilkes through the Acton Optical Facebook page, or by email at nancywilkes@actonoptical.ca. Lighten Up, Canada Day began when Carpenter, a radio host, told the fictitious story on his show of the patron saint of humor being celebrated in England on St. Jack's Day, February 6, his birthday, by people wearing red noses to make each other smile. When the radio station got flooded with calls, Carpenter decided to make it a reality in his hometown. It grew annually, with approximately 7,000 red noses being handed out one year. Communities across the country picked up on the idea and started their own celebrations on February 6.